Republican advocacy group dumps $4 million in ad spending on Democrats. By Jacob Bliss on July 7, 2022. American Action Network, AAN, a Republican-aligned policy advocacy group, announced on Thursday it would double down by adding $4.3 million of ad spending to 8 vulnerable Democrats to expand their issue advocacy efforts to address soaring inflation and record gas prices. AAN's press release said that the ads targeting the 8 Democrats are to either highlight the record prices, to urge the lawmakers to stop Biden's efforts to revive a skinny Build Back Better spending plan, a plan that economists argue would make inflation worse, or to urge the lawmakers to expand American energy production by passing the American Energy Independence from Russia Act, H.R. 6858, a plan Democrats have blocked multiple times. Families are struggling to get by. Gas and groceries are at record highs. And yet Joe Biden and his liberal allies in Congress are doubling down on the same reckless policies that left the economy in shambles to begin with, said AAN President Dan Constan. The Republican-aligned policy advocacy group's expansion expands the group's original campaign announced in June. Their overall total is nearly $8.5 million in summer ad spending. In 2021 alone, the group spent over $20 million to stop Build Back Better. The 8 Democrats they are targeting with this $4.3 million in spending are $820,000 on cable and digital towards Representative Katie Porter, DCA, who sits on the Natural Resources Oversight Committees, $450,000 on broadcast and digital towards Representative Jared Golden, DME, who sits on the Armed Services Small Business Committees, $1 million on broadcast and digital towards Representative Dina Titus, DNV, who sits on the Transportation and Infrastructure and Foreign Affairs Committees, $450,000 on broadcast and digital towards Representative Matt Cartwright, DPA, who sits on the Appropriations and Steering Committees, $550,000 on broadcast and digital towards Representative Elaine Luria, DBA, who sits on the Armed Services, Veterans Affairs, and Homeland Security Committees. Digital towards Rep. Diana Duguette, DCO, who sits on the Energy and Commerce and Natural Resources Committees. $360,000 on broadcast and digital towards Representative Mike Levin, DCA, who sits on the Natural Resources and Veterans Affairs Committees. $335,000 on broadcast and digital towards Representative Vicente Gonzalez, DTX, who sits on the Financial Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. Congress needs an about-face quickly before Biden's harmful policies make life even more expensive for working Americans, Constan added. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.